Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, the one and only Stephen A. Smith, coming at you every Wednesday night over the airwaves of Sirius XM. POTUS Radio, channel 124. Number to call up, as always, is 866-967-6887. Once again, that is 866-967-6887. That's 866-96-POTUS. Got a lot of stuff coming at you today. Scott Jennings from CNN, Republican conservative commentator, making waves with a best-selling book plus his commentary, appearing on CNN most nights. He will be in the house to talk with us. And of course, representative out of the great state of California, the one and only Ro Khanna, will be on the show with us as well. Looking forward to talking to both of them, two different perspectives, two different points of views, definitely coming on the show to express themselves. I have something to tell y'all, though, because I got something. And I'm going to get to the calls a little bit earlier today because the interviews are going to be a little bit later. So again, 866-96-POTUS is the number to call up. I'm going to get to something that I want to say. And I got people in here watching the show, you know, because Sirius XM's the real deal, and they got great folks looking out for me, always taking care of me. My producers are sitting there looking at me. I didn't tell anybody what I was about to say. I didn't tell a wonderful Jennifer in Washington, D.C. what I was going to say. I didn't tell anybody what I was going to say. I'm going to say it now to the American people everywhere. You do not have to worry about Donald Trump trying to run for a third term. It's over. It ended over the last couple of days. Why does that make absolutely no sense to y'all in y'all mind? Because you're saying, hey, he was going to try to do it anyway, even though some people were speculating he was going to try to overthrow this 22nd Amendment of the Constitution and get a third term in office. Watching what he has done with all of these boat strikes in the Caribbean while you letting off a dude that is alleged to assist in funneling over 400 tons of cocaine to the United States of America, that level of inconsistency. And then turning around after calling the Democrats crooks and all of this other stuff, letting off a former representative, pardoning him today. And it was bribery and fraud charges that were leveled against him. And you pardoned him and he's a Democrat. Why does that make sense? Why is it that we should be thinking about it today and looking at it and saying, we no longer have to worry about a Steve Bannon. We no longer have to worry about any of these folks from the MAGA right that are going to try to impose their will upon the American people, circumvent the Constitution, run for a third term, violating the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution, or not violating it, but finding a way to wiggle your way around it. You know why you no longer have to worry about that? Because Trump has played his card. It ain't about just being the president. It's about remaining in power even once you leave office. Think about what's happening here. Think about what this man has done and is doing. Think about the friends and the associates he's generating. Think about it for a second here. And it all makes sense. You're listening to this show right now, and I've gotten all over Trump because when he decided a couple of days ago to let the former Honduran president that was going to be in jail for 45 years off, I said to myself, what level of consistency is there? Is that not flagrant hypocrisy? You bombing boats in the Caribbean. You're claiming you're trying to keep America safe. You're talking about fentanyl, you're talking about cocaine, you're talking about all of these things that are pervasive in our country that needs to be shut down because the American citizen, the health, the safety of the American citizens are in jeopardy. But some dude that gets 45 years in prison for assisting in 400 tons of cocaine being imported into the United States of America, that's Juan Orlando Hernandez that we're talking about here. That man gets off. How does it make sense? Because that means Trump has an ally in Central America. While you're butting heads with Maduro in Venezuela, which is in South America. So guess what? If I can't get one segment of the Hispanic population in my favor, I got somebody else. And oh, by the way, this migrant crisis that we're experiencing, that we're enduring, I need some help from the Hispanic community. I need some help from the Latino community, not just locally and nationally, but abroad. I got one now, because look what I did for him. Favors are owed. Favors gonna get paid. This is how the game works. By the way, I got a migrant crisis in the United States. Could you help me out with the borders? I got too many people coming in the flux. Could you assist me? I got these gang rivalries pervasive in our community. I need someplace to ship these brothers. You gonna help me out? I need some of your assistance to possibly come into this country to help provide the assistance necessary in order to get them out of this country. Can you help a brother out? That's the game that Trump is playing. That's what he's doing. And then he turns around when you think everything is about partisanship and it's about conservatism, because Hernandez is basically a conservative, believed in free market capitalism and all of that other stuff. He ain't a socialist like Maduro in Venezuela. So I got somebody that's like-minded. So the conservatives out there throughout the world, that not necessarily the ideology itself, but to some way, shape, or form, they are about free market capitalism. They are about making money. They are not about socialism. Let me spread them out as much as I possibly can, because they're going to be relatable to me. I'm going to get credit for it. And even when I leave office, I'm going to still maintain power, except I'm not an elected official, so I really don't have to answer to anybody. Because what you going to do to me? I already made billions, and I ain't even been back in office for a full year. I already made billions. I got connections all over the place. My wallets are padded. And on top of it all, I'm doing things that at least can be perceived as in the best interest of the American people and of conservatism, not just here, but abroad. I get along with Netanyahu. He thinks like me. He might have issues in Israel that he has to deal with, looking for assistance and himself being pardoned by the president of Israel, Mr. Herzog. But it was me that Trump that put out that letter and said, let this man, leave this man alone. He's been of great assistance to peace in the Middle East. Look at us. Look at the Abraham Accords. Look at what's going on. Look at the kind of business that's being conducted. Did you ever think it would be possible for Israel and the United States to be doing business in the Middle East with the Arab world? And we're not talking about violence. Friends, friends, friends. How many of us have them? Friends. This is what he's doing. That's while he's in office. Still having to maneuver through that landscape that is the Democratic Party and folks in Congress that want to police what he's doing, if not flat out restrict it. And in the process of doing all of that, while they're fighting him, what does he turn around and do? He lets a Democrat out. Representative Queller. This man was accused of bribery. He was about to go on trial. He wasn't in office. And what does he do? Trump says he was a victim of the Biden administration. Let me read it to you. For years, this is according to Donald Trump, for years, the Biden administration weaponized the justice system against their political opponents and anyone who disagreed with them. One of the clearest examples of this was when Crooked Joe used the FBI and the DOJ to quote unquote take out a member of his own party after highly respected Congressman Henry Queller bravely spoke out against open borders and the Biden border catastrophe. Sleepy Joe went after the congressman and even the congressman's wonderful wife, Imelda, simply for speaking the truth. It is un-American. And as I previously stated, the radical left Democrats are a complete and total threat to democracy. They will attack, rob, lie, cheat, destroy, and decimate anyone who dares to oppose their far left agenda, an agenda that, if left unchecked, will obliterate our magnificent country. Because of these facts and others, I am hereby announcing my full and unconditional pardon of beloved Texas Congressman Henry Queller and Imelda. Henry, and this is the key one here, ladies and gentlemen, Henry, I don't know you, but you can sleep well tonight. Your nightmare is finally over. Representative Henry Cuellar, look at the follow. I want to thank President Trump for his tremendous leadership and for taking the time to look at the facts. I thank God for standing with my family and I during this difficult time. This decision clears the air and lets us move forward for South Texas. This pardon gives us a clean slate. The noise is gone. The work remains, and I intend to meet it head on. Thank you, Mr. President. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Go back to that first line. I want to thank President Trump for his tremendous leadership, not for obliterating the notion of a trial, which was forthcoming, not for potentially keeping me out of prison, not for any of that. First line, first sentence, I want to thank President Trump for his tremendous leadership. Second line, facts. And he's a Democrat. So how do the Democrats look when they now try to attack Trump because they say he pays no attention to the facts? How do they look now when they say he doesn't provide leadership? How do they sound now when they accuse him of lawlessness? I mean, at some point in time, we just have to give the man credit. He's shrewd as hell. He really is. I mean, he is giving the Democratic Party lessons. Lessons. I mean, school is in session on how to manipulate minds and coax folks into thinking along the lines of his way of thinking. You can't sit up there and talk about how everything is partisan when the man sits up there and lets you off the hook and you're on the opposite party. Now, granted, that same representative, Cuellar, was the same guy that spoke out against the Biden administration when it came to immigration issues and our borders. So again, that falls in line with Trump, and we get that part, but he's still a Democrat. He's still somebody, if we're watching and paying attention to the politics that have been pervasive in our country over the last decade or so, everybody's voting along party lines. Now, all of a sudden, when that man has to stand up and vote on certain issues, are you sure he's not going to vote in favor of Trump if he wins re-election and he ends up back to being a representative? Are you sure he's going to side with the Democrats? How much support do you need? What have I been saying about the Democrats? Get away from the far left. Move towards the center.
And Trump beat him to it.
He beat him to it. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. It's brilliant. Absolutely, positively brilliant politics. Nothing compares. And I am, let me be very, very careful when I say this. I am in no way trying to engage in conspiracy theories and proclaim that, you know what, he manipulated the situation and he didn't really get shot like some of these fools have said over public airwaves. No. The 47th president of the United States, when he was campaigning to become the 47th president of the United States, got shot. We saw blood trickling down his face. We saw him go to the ground. We saw Secret Service men and women come jump on the stage and cover his body. And then we saw him stand up. But here's where the politician kicked in. He stood up surrounded by the Secret Service men and women and pumped his fist in the air. And he said, fight, fight, fight to the crowd as they went berserk in Butler, Pennsylvania. And the American flag was behind him. It don't get any better than that as a politician. Nothing eclipses that. That is the greatest photo op a politician could ever have. Ever. But with that being said, when you look at the politics that are existing today and how you need to do whatever it is that you can do to quote unquote manipulate the proceedings to some degree, and to change folks' thinking and to veer them away from just assuming politics as usual, he done pulled it off. You thought Marjorie Taylor Greene has been good over the last couple of weeks trying to transition, trying to act like she's sane and talking about, oh my goodness, we just need to do better and stuff like that. She came into Congress worth about $700,000. She departs worth $25 million. We ain't fools. We were born at night, not last night. But she ain't worth billions. That would be him. And if you notice, we talk about the six or seven potential bankruptcies that he filed for in his career as a real estate mogul. And we question whether or not he was legitimately a billionaire. Do you notice since he's been back in office, we haven't questioned that now? Whether it's crypto, Bitcoin, or whatever the hell it is, we now know he's really worth billions. So whatever game she play, it ain't to the level he plays it. Whatever game the Democrats play, it ain't to the level he plays it. And now here we are as the 2026 election is approaching. You got a year now. It's campaign year kicking in for the midterms. This man knows in order to get stuff done, he needs a few people on his side. And based on some of the things that have been happening, particularly as it pertains to the shutdown with this case against Pete Hegseth, okay, and this signal gate that they're calling it, where even the Pentagon review finds Hegseth violated Defense Department regulations. And you got the Epstein files that was in the news, and everybody thought that all of this other stuff that was going on with Trump were evasive tactics to get us not to focus on it. Knowing that the files are set to be opened, supposedly December 19th, we'll have exposure to it, even though that's plenty of time for them to omit a lot of stuff they don't want us to see. In the process of all of that, look at the friends he's making. Look at it. And in the same breath, feeding this base, when you're talking about Afghan migrants that want to come to the country and shutting it down momentarily because an Afghan shot the two National Guard folks last week. What American citizens gonna have a problem with that and gain any traction? Two American citizens, two National Guardsmen got shot. Nobody want to hear that. Anybody feeling sympathy for anybody else? It's almost to a point where he doesn't have to say America first. He showed it. With something like that, whether we want to believe it or not, accept it or not, or like it or not. Ladies and gentlemen, if ever it was apropos to say, don't hate the player, hate the game, this was it. It's what he's doing. Every time you turn around, he's manipulating minds. And everything that you throw out against the wall, against him, say partisanship, favoritism, he's all about the MAGA right, doesn't give a damn about the left. While talking junk about the left, he pardoned one of them. So he looks more sensible. Meanwhile, you got Democrats still fixated on despising everything that he stands for and everything he says. You got them now trying to turn this whole Hegseth deal into illegal activities, and one senator said war crimes. When all is said and done, do you think Trump would hesitate to send Hegseth back to Fox News for the weekends? You think he gives a damn? As long as it don't touch him. That's all he cares about. In the end, all of these people that have something to worry about, whether it's him, it's Pam Bondi another minute, it's Cash Patel another minute, whoever you want to get at, even though I don't think you could get at Cash Patel, the point is that it's not him. And in the end, that's what he wants, to be insulated. Not just legally, but with a bevy of distractions that have you talking about everybody but him while he makes one maneuver after another to buffer his stature, his cachet, and of course his wallet. Like I said, he doesn't have to run for re-election. if the next president is to be a Republican, whether it's Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance, somebody like a Ron DeSantis or others, what you going to do about it? And when he wants them to do something, you think they're going to tell him no? They'll utilize him at every turn because he's going to get done for them what they want done for them. And he'll be more empowered than ever because he won't be an elected official doing it, subjected to the constraints that come with the office. Empowered with impunity. It's a beautiful thing. He is given lessons. And the Democrats, you got one shot. Stick with affordability issues, safety issues. Remind yourself what Bill Clinton, what Barack Obama, and what Hillary Clinton are all caught on video saying years ago about the immigration crisis that permeated this country. And make sure that you get back to that. It's your only shot. Otherwise, Trump will reign, whether he's in office or not. 866-967-6887 is the number to call. That's 866-96-POTUS. Your calls before Scott Jennings of CNN comes on the show to holler at us. I know he works at CNN, but let's just say it's safe to say he ain't one of them. You get my point. If you don't, I'll explain. Right after the break, Stephen A., Straight Shooter with Stephen A. Back with more in a minute.